There are currently around 1,700 active players playing in the NFL. For some, the path to wearing an NFL jersey was filled with success at every level of the game. For others, getting there meant never giving up on a dream, even when things looked bleak.
I actually grew up like just right outside of San Antonio, kind of in the country a little bit. Grew up playing, you know, every sport. Started playing football in middle school. You know, down in Texas, football is a really big deal, so I had a lot of friends playing, and they kind of talked me into it. I was fortunate enough to go to a high school where there's a big 5A school in Texas where football was a real big deal.
Sports were always a big passion for Andrew Sendejo growing up. A three-sport star at Smithson Valley High School in San Antonio, Andrew's prep success brought many collegiate suitors. He decided on Rice University in Houston for his college football career. A starter from day one, Sendejo was a standout for the Owls and had dreams of a bright future ahead in the game until an ankle injury derailed his senior season.
You know, getting hurt your senior year obviously is a major setback. Was having a good year, you know, unfortunate, got hurt, had surgery, missed my senior season, you know, and so even if I were healthy, you know, it would have been hard enough to get drafted and things like that. So it was definitely a huge setback, and I always told myself, you know, I would be happy just, you know, getting a shot at it, because at that point, you know, the odds were against me.
Missing most of his final collegiate season, Andrew only got one tryout with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and it looked like his playing days were coming to an end until he got a chance in the now defunct United Football League.
You know, I was fortunate for that. You know, if I, you know, didn't have that, I mean, I'm not really sure where my journey would have been. You know, I might have gone to the CFL or Arena League or something, who knows. So I am thankful that I was, you know, able to get the opportunity to go play there. You know, when I played there, it was a short season. It was like an 8-game season. And so you have very limited chances to put your you know, your game on tape and let other NFL teams see it. So I was able to play well enough to where I caught some attention of a lot of NFL teams, and I was able to get signed as soon as the UFL season ended.
Drawing the interest of NFL teams, Sendejo received his dream and landed a spot on the roster of the Dallas Cowboys. But his time there was short-lived, as well as a quick stint with the New York Jets. It was a call from the Minnesota Vikings 2 years ago in November 2011, which changed his entire life. He was given another chance in the NFL, an opportunity to continue his dream and wear that NFL jersey. And this time, he wasn't going to let this slip by. He has been making the most of every opportunity given to him and is currently a starting safety for the Vikings.
Obviously, the longer you're around, the more comfortable you get with, you know, just everything, you know, the city, your teammates, you know, coaches, and just the game overall at this level, you know, just understanding the game and the flow of the game and how things go. So definitely as time goes on, you know, you get more and more comfortable.
With a 16-tackle performance this year against Washington, to being a leader on special teams, Andrew Sendejo has found a home in Minnesota with the Vikings. His journey has taken him from the United Football League to countless NFL tryouts. But that roller coaster ride of highs and lows makes his success all that more rewarding.
I think because of the route that I've taken, it, you know, you're very grateful for being here, because there have been times when, you know, I wasn't in here like all season. I was out on the street and I was, you know, trying to find a job. And so definitely thankful for every day that I come in here. And I think that's why I play the game the way that I do, you know, even practice, everything. I go all out, go as hard as I can, because I have been in the position where I was, you know, just sitting there hoping, like, man, I just want to get picked up. And, you know, now that I've been here for a while, you know, I definitely don't take it for granted at all. You know, very thankful to be where I'm at and get to come play football every day as my job. So very thankful for that.